back to David in Alabama next up with us. David, welcome to the program. You're on with Trooper Monty Dial and RJ.
How you guys doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I have a question. A few years ago, I got stopped up in Maryland, and the DOT officer at the time, I took some time off duty. My dispatcher sent a message over the Qualcomm, said, call me. Okay? And so I went into the truck stop. I called my dispatcher, and he told me, you know, you have to be here at a certain time. So I got in my truck. I left. I logged in everything on it. I got to a scale house, and I got popped for DOT inspection. And the officer asked me, did my dispatcher call me? Okay, or did I talk to my dispatcher on this on duty not driving? And I was and I said, yeah, you know, I called my dispatcher. He wrote me up for falsifying my logbook because apparently he told me that if you talk to your dispatcher while you were off duty, you have to go back and fill out your logbook that you were on duty not driving. Is that still the case nowadays? Or
yes, it is. You are performing a safety sensitive function.
So he's got to go back.
So he has to log it as on duty not driving.
Yep.
So do you have to go back and log the full time of your on duty of your off duty time? You have to take it all up to your off on duty or just a phone call?
Just a phone call. Yeah. And okay. But see here's where the problem's going to come in, David. If this is in the middle of your 10-hour break, you've just broke that 10-hour rest break.
Yeah, I know. That's what they got me for, and they shut me down at the scales up in Maryland. I didn't know if that was a fact anymore or what.
No,
I got one other question for you.
Sure.
Okay, they also got me for you know, I had a letter from my dispatcher from the company that I was with, relieving me of all responsibility of the truck while I was off duty. And they said that the company can't do that. Can they or can't they? Can you get a letter from your company relieving you of all responsibility of your vehicle while you're away from it, off duty?
What were you hauling?
Steel, coils. I know if you do the hazardous material
right,
things,
that's
can.
Where that was my next question was the reason for the question was under certain if you're hauling certain hazardous materials, you have to be pretty much in attendance the whole time, or you have to be where you can watch the vehicle if you're not on it. But if the company relieves you of your responsibility, then you're relieved. You don't have to sit there and babysit it.
But I think I'm hearing something here. Correct me if I'm wrong. The company relieved you of your duties, but you stayed at the truck. Is that what I heard?
Is that correct?
No, sir. I went into the truck stop.
You
know,
I ate
lunch. I spent three or four times off duty.
And then came back out to the truck.
Yeah. And
you're
DOT.
Still relieved of duty when you're sitting in the truck.
Yeah.
Aha, that's what I'm hearing. So actually, you weren't relieved of duty. You were still at your truck.
Okay.
You see where I'm coming from here?
Yes, sir.
If you would have stayed inside the truck stop, then you
he would have been
relieved.
Yeah, but once he went back out of the truck.
Went back out of the truck, he's back there.
He's back on duty.
I mean, if something caught on fire, he would be the one putting it out.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So I hope you understand how I put that. I didn't
put
it.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just curious.
Monty, would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yep. He would agree.
Okay.
David, I appreciate you calling. Did it help you?
Trooper Dial,
thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in.